you found Sketch Charlotte, the podcast. What is Sketch Charlotte? Well, it's an artist group that gets together and talks about everything from comics to art to music. And sometimes they even draw. Hey everybody, this is Joe, your host, and I want to welcome you to the very first episode of Sketch Charlotte, the podcast. What you're going to hear is a roundtable discussion that took place on October 18th, 2007, and it's actually broken up into two parts. The first of which is who you are and what you do, where you get to know us, and the second part goes into what we've been reading lately and a couple of other things that I don't want to spoil for you, so stay tuned and hope you enjoy it. Talk to you soon.
Alright, I guess I'll go really quick. Alright, my name's Herc, and I guess Sketch Charlotte is about a year and a couple months old. When my wife and I moved up here, we really wanted to start kind of a sketch group, just a, kind of a weekly meeting of minds and artists. I was briefly part of one in Florida, which was a lot of fun, so when we came up here, I just handed out flyers and kind of little by little, the rest of these guys that you're going to meet here in a minute are started coming, and it kind of ballooned from just a few people to, I guess, probably about nine that we have now, and it went from weekly, unfortunately, to monthly, since we all have things to do, but at some point it would be nice to do weekly again, just because I definitely enjoy coming every week. We have a great time, and that's about it, I guess, and I will pass it over to John.
All right, my name is John DaCosta. I've been coming to Sketch Group since day one. It's been a lot of fun, and it's definitely helped me grow a lot as an artist, and more importantly, more so as a storyteller. Done a few comics here and there, and doing a lot of storyboard illustrations right now, and other than that, that's about it.
Should I go?
Sure, yeah.
Rich Barrett. I've also been here from the beginning. I was a kind of part-time illustrator, I guess, kind of more of a web designer now. So I'm kind of enjoy this outlet that I actually kind of can still sort of get together with people to draw and talk about drawing, and sometimes occasionally draw myself. I was kind of working on my own comic book for a little bit that I might go back to someday, but I just kind of haven't had time. So I'm kind of a little more of a comic reader than a comic writer right now, but that's about it. And yeah, and my wife's got a baby coming, so that's gonna.
It's awesome.
Future comic reader on the way. So.
Got a mini Rich.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So that's gonna take up a lot of my time, a lot of my comic making time in the future, I'm sure.
Cool.
My name's Brandon Padgett. I go by Big Dog on just about every sketchboard I'm on. You know, Newsarama, digital webbing, Pencil Jack. Gutter Zombie, Deviant Art, and I'm sure. And Comic Block. Can't forget that one. I run a little thing called Big Dog Studios, but it's not really a studio. It's just basically a website that lets me share my work with everybody. I'm marketing right now, so it's kind of like, you know, I've always wanted to do comics. I've drawn all my life. I was a fine arts major for a while in college, and then decided to get, you know, something to give me a real job. So got my graphic design degree and a master's degree on top of that one. But now I'm wanting to do some stuff like this, and I found this group through Dustin Hardman told me about these guys, and I came to the last meeting and met these guys, and it looks like something I really want to do. Our website's on MySpace, it's Big Dog Studios, just check it out, get some artwork there, and love to hear from you.
Cool.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Alright. Oh, yeah, me.
as I knocked the microphone over, I'm Joe. And I'm pretty much the only non-artist here. I mean, I dabble.
You're a musician, man.
All right, yeah, fine. I'm a musician, and I write, and I do all kinds of stuff like that. But I was brought into the group through my friend Tom, who is not here because Tom's never here.
Yeah, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, which I'm sure he will.
Exactly.
Tom, I've watched Tom draw. .com. And Yeah. Well, let's see. What else can we talk about, Tom?
He's not here.
He's not
right,
here.
Exactly.
He's a great artist. Such a son of a. Yeah, no, he is. And
he draws so, very bizarre drawings.
Yeah, he does. Very bizarre stuff. Lots of naked people hanging around his apartment.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I haven't been to his apartment yet. He's
by far the biggest contributor to our website, though.
Yeah, I know.
Stuff up there.
Yeah, he draws naked people or he hangs out with naked people?
You'd have to ask.
If I ever see him, I might.
I can't, yeah, right? yeah, he's... and by the way, he did say that you guys need to draw. That it is, in
I
fact,
know,
Sketch
he,
Charlotte.
He's a drunk
should
bully.
Be
he sends me emails like all the time throughout the day. He's like, dude, I know you're drawing, and you doodle all the time, and you have stuff. Put it up on the site. And I feel bad, because I should just start, you know, even just my little lunchroom sketches, to start putting them up.
Girl.
I mean, you know, that's what the site's about anyway. It's just about having fun.
No, absolutely. But he's significant other is friends with my wife, and we all got together and started to hang out, and I saw his stuff, and we you know, I thought it would be great to hang out with a bunch of creative people and see what other people were doing to try and get myself a little motivated to do stuff. It's kind of worked.
Yeah, I hope
absolutely.
So. I mean,
you know,
we're doing a podcast.
We're doing a podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
So this was my brilliant idea because I listen to way too many podcasts.
I do listen to some as well. They're pretty enjoyable.
Instead of working.
Well, sure.
No, I listen to them at work. You know, if I would.
That's
not
it, guys. It's yours.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's your thing.
But and Tess also is our member pretty much from the beginning as well. She's also not here and hasn't posted stuff on the website in a long time either.
How about there's Will?
Yeah, you never know when Will's going to show up.
I know, that's right. And then
I think Will Downey's in this actually.
I know. Well, he's getting married, so he's using that as some excuse to not show up.
You can't get married every day for like 4 months.
Well, I get lots. Well, I suppose you could.
It feels like it. Just kidding if you're listening, babe.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Kid Rock and Pam Anderson did, right?
That's right, exactly.
They got married, what, 37 times?
And now she's like married to somebody else and pregnant again.
I hate it when that happens.
What meme?
Yeah, I don't. No one at this table. Did.
Yeah.
Here's a shout out to Rusty. You gotta come, man. Gotta be here.
Yeah, where's Rusty?
Actually, he promised he was gonna be here this time, but
he still might though.
He's only seven, so
he might definitely be impregnating Pamela Anderson as we speak.
That is a possibility.
He is single.
That's awesome. He is single.
I saw the back of his head.
That's right. You guys read anything new that you dig in? Or any music or anything?
What did I read? Yeah, no. Somebody go. I did read Sidekicks. I picked up
that's a lot of fun, dude.
The trade
yeah,
and the,
what is that?
The two.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, basically it's a city full of superheroes and the main character is a pizza delivery guy by day, and at night he's Mr. Fantastic, or I can't think of the character's name, but his sidekick. And it's kind of, you know, the creepy misadventures of a sidekick. The graphic novel, he actually ends up being sidekick to four superheroes at the same time.
You're talking about the guy, Chris Moreno and Paul Jenkins.
Big fan of Paul Jenkins. I haven't read that, but it's Century, series, and the Inhumans.
I've
heard that.
Yeah, the Inhumans is really good, man.
Amazing.
The Inhumans is really a lot of fun.
I've never read that, but I've heard good things about it.
And Jay Lee drew it.
Yeah, both of them. Both of them.
It was nice stuff. I'm trying to think what I read recently. I mean, the new Hellboy miniseries is pretty awesome. And
who's
drawing
that?
Actually, Duncan Fregretto, who is an amazing, amazing artist. So they definitely couldn't have found a better artist to do a Mignola book. I mean, he has kind of like this neat style, but he kind of keeps up with Mignola's idea of blacks and things like that. So he draws really neat Hellboy.
And I recently read Ode to Kirihito by
Osamu.
I've never read anything by him before.
Are you kidding? Oh
yeah.
My god, he's like a brilliant dude.
Yeah, well, I was just at the store looking at some of his other stuff, so trying to figure out what I want to read next. I mean, I enjoyed Hirohito. Actually, Tom recommended it. Right. Yeah, it's a really weird book, and I've heard it's not really not his best. Buddha which I guess is maybe his best. I'm more interested in checking out Phoenix.
Phoenix is great. Buddha is great. Adolf.
Adolf, yeah.
Yeah, is great.
Or Adolf.
Well, whatever. Yeah, it's weird. unfortunately, that hasn't been reprinted yet.
Yeah,
you
know,
so you can't. It's hard to find them. You can go on eBay and find them. But
have you read Kirihita?
No, it's the only one I haven't read yet. I've read most of Phoenix and Buddha. Yeah, I will. Astro Boy is really pretty awesome too. It's a totally different vein though. In fact, the teaser poster for the new movie almost made me like cream. It's amazing. So yeah, I mean, I can't.
Kirihita is a weird book though. It's basically about. This like epidemic that turns people kind of devolves people into like this kind of dog-like creature.
Cool.
Which sounds like, so right here, that sounds like, you know, to be the school side of sort of like almost like a zombie-ish kind of, you know, tale, but it's more of a doctor drama, which is kind of weird. Like, it's more about like the doctors that are trying to find the cure to this, and like there's like this kind of all these politics involved, like with the head of the hospital and how he wants to, which is actually pretty interesting, right? He wants to like, he has an idea about what causes this disease, but it's not really right, so he kind of starts doing these kind of hide the evidence that go against his theory. And so it's like this long epic, it's like 800 pages or something.
It's
a very strange book. Yeah,
it's like it's insane, and he drew everything. That's the thing. Yeah. He didn't have assistants and stuff like a lot of these other guys. So I mean,
it's got a weird style because it's like, I mean, like the backgrounds would be like really kind of, you know, in the detail, kind of realistic. The characters are, you know, like sort of Disney-ish looking sometimes.
Yeah, it's worth
color
it.
Black and white.
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually done anything in color, honestly. Yeah. But the funny thing when you say about the doctors is because he did a whole other series called Blackjack, and it was about like this doctor that went on adventures.
Really?
You know,
I don't know too much about him, but he might have, maybe he went to medical school, or he has some sort of background, I think, where he but now he sort of doesn't like doctors, I think, because there was definitely sort of like an anti-doctor vibe to it.
That's cool though. No, I definitely would love to read it.
It's cool. I'll limit it.
Actually, a book I just remember because you sparked it when you said that, I did buy, it was a book called Awakenings, by this guy named Sean Tang, and
I was looking at that
book. Dude, it is, I mean, not only is the story just amazing, because it kind of has this really wild spin on just immigrants and like what it's like to be new to a country, but the artwork is so lush and so beautiful. And if you go on his website, man, in Australia where he's from, they did these crazy plays based on his other books, and it's just like a mixture of, like, you know, people and these really huge puppets that they built based on the drawings that he does, and it's just really beautiful stuff. I mean, I think it's like $20, but it's totally worth it. It's a hardcover, and it's like 200 pages. And it almost looks like it's just all pencil and charcoal. I mean, that's the kind of style he has. I mean, it's really beautiful. So you guys have a chance, you know, you might dig it. You know, it's pretty sweet. It's called Arrival by Sean, but it's spelled...
Did you say Awakening?
I did say Awakening, yeah. And I'm sorry, I meant Arrival.
I was thinking of that.
Yeah, my bad.
That's a Robert De Niro movie.
It was De Niro and Robin Williams. Yeah, that was actually
good. That was a very good movie.
I totally
sad,
what book you're talking about, though. The Arrival.
Yeah, The Arrival. Yeah, sorry. If I said Awakening, I
missed it. But I was looking at a book called Awakening that was there today. Totally different thing.
Yeah, probably.
It's like, that's not the book I was reading.
Yeah. Which is like, I remember some weird guy coming to a new country.
Yeah.
Nice one. A little strange. He wakes up on a plane, he's in
there. That's right.
So, there you have it. That's the first episode of Sketch Charlotte the Podcast. Hope you liked it. If you did, stay plugged into the feed and you'll get new episodes as they're released. Sketch Charlotte the Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 Unported License. While Sketch Charlotte the Podcast is licensed under the previous Creative Commons agreement, any and all artwork featured here or on our website is not. All artwork featured on Sketch Charlotte the Podcast is the sole property of its creator and is protected under that creator's own copyright.